You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We've invited producer Joshua into the studio from his little booth next door.
Hi.
To talk about something that he brought up to us yesterday. I'm going to intro this discussion by saying it's funny timing, too, because coming in from the airport the other day to the hotel, there was a car that was super aggressive, honking at a few people, doing the cutting in and out, zooming up to a red light and cutting right in front of people, honking again, stuff like that. But here's the best part. On the back of that car was a sticker that said, "Be kind."
To me, please.
I wish I had been able, but I was driving. I couldn't get a video of it.
Yeah.
But I wanted a video of that person honking at people, cutting in and out, cutting people off, speeding, all that. And the "Be kind" sticker. So it's
irony.
Yeah. Well, maybe they were bleeding out or something. You don't know.
So it's funny because after that, Josh yesterday said, "I'm on a mission. And would you like to explain to our listeners what that mission is?"
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of randomly brought it up to you guys. I was like, I'm just trying to be a nicer person, just all around be a better person, kinder to people, you know, not engage when I hear people talking about other people behind their back. And then I think, you know, 5 minutes later, I was gossiping with you guys.
But at the same time,
I'm working on it. I'm not perfect, but I don't know. I just have a...
Why are you doing this?
Because
what initiated this?
There's no reason to talk behind people's back or be mean or rude or snarky about somebody, and I just...
Oh, but it's so fun.
I know, but I want to... I guess I want to be different than that. I don't know. I just have a conviction where I'm like, I want to just be... have character and be who I am, you know, behind closed doors or in front of people. I want to be the same person, so I'm not talking behind people's...
How's it going so far?
Not well. Not well. It's not going well.
How long have you been trying this?
I don't know. I think it's just the last couple days. A couple days.
Okay, so this is fresh.
Oh,
is this like you're putting this out kind of into the universe thing, so then good things will come to you? Is that kind of where you're
No, I don't really believe in that. Like, if I do good, I'll get good. I just want to do it and not expect anything
in
return. No, I don't.
Even I believe in that.
I want to do something and not expect anything in return. Like, I'm not doing selfish reason.
No, it's not that you expect things, but it's just to have a better life, be a better person. And I do believe in that.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not like you're trying to job the universe here, you know, and say, I'm going to be a nicer person so I get things.
Yeah, I'm not. There's no selfish motive. That's what I meant. There's no selfish motive behind it.
But
if you are generally a better person, I believe that,
you'll come across better people. Maybe they'll help you out.
And I'll tell you what I have found. And by the way, our phones are open for this. If you would want to call in, you want to talk to Josh about this, you want to offer suggestions, maybe you tried, you know, turning over a new leaf
and gave up or...
And listen, screw it. It's too much fun to be a bad person. Our number is 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. That is how you find your boys in the morning.
Now, is this all outward, or is it a lot of like internal monologue too that you're working on? Because that's what I have difficulty with. If you could hear my internal monologue... It would make you blush.
It's probably both. I mean, I don't want to think. I mean, like, life's too short to be just constantly ripping on people, whether it's in person or in your head. So I want to try.
They deserve it?
That's a different topic. But I think, like, you'll be a happier person, genuinely happier person, if you just be nicer and be kinder, whether that's in your thoughts or, you know, outward. And so that's what I want to try.
Believe
that's what
with
I want to give it
thoughts
a shot.
Are things. If you're down in the dumps and, you know, down on yourself constantly, that's the kind of life you're going to live.
I don't poo-poo that.
Yeah.
I will tell you something else to think about is something that I started doing a few years ago. We used to call it weeding your garden.
Okay.
On the show, where you kind of get rid of people in your life who are toxic to you or a bad influence or something like that. And I have taken that to another level because I did weed my garden of some people that were just bringing me down. But I also just learned to not engage as much with people who want, like, we have listeners that sometimes want to start fights with us. And I, you know me, I love a good conflict, and I would always love being snarky back. But lately, I'm just like, it's not worth it. Those people are going to be living in a little toxic world. So
that takes a big man. I mean, that's
well,
hard
it's
to
who
do.
You surround yourself mm-hmm. with. That's so have you do. Looked to see if the people around you are not the nicest people?
I've done that before. I've not done that recently, you know, when I made the change. But I've done that before, and I think that's beyond true, Dom. Like, that's the biggest thing, is you really do become who you surround yourself with. And so I've done that before.
Well,
like,
what's the old saying that they say, you're the average of the five people closest to
correct.
You? Something,
yeah,
like,
something
that?
Like that.
Something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've done that before. Like, there was a lot of college buddies that I think were just college friends, and your life improves after you separate from those people simply because of what, you know, what they enjoy doing in college and things like that. So I probably haven't done that since college.
Well, it could also be kind of an unconscious thing when you're around people like that.
Oh, yeah.
To fit in, even subconsciously, you are doing things or behaving a certain way so that you fit in, because humans are wired to want to fit in.
100%.
Absolutely.
And so I think that could be part of it.
The whole thing about this, though, too, I mean, he announced this yesterday, and then within minutes, I mean, we were talking crap about multiple people. I mean, he just got pulled right back in.
Yeah, but led by you. You were the ringleader on that.
Why is it so hard to be nice? It is difficult to be nice, isn't it?
Well, for you.
No, I'm a nice person, but I think you can still be nice and still speak what you see and call people out.
Well, listener, was it Alex?
You can still be nice and talk trash, I think.
Alex said, I love this topic. He goes, remember, a conflict isn't always bad as long as it can be an adult conversation. People appreciate an honest person over a fluffer. That's a good way of putting it. And I, maybe that's why I have disengaged a little bit, is because I tend to lately be much more honest with just telling things as I see them rather than just swallowing it. Just
yeah. So, I mean, so even if you
truth,
say it, but it might
say.
Be not nice for, you know,
it
you
might
speak,
not be
it
nice.
It might not be nice.
To speak your truth sometimes is not, it's nicer to sometimes just remain
just
quiet.
Sugarcoated even.
On the phone here is Jenny. We've also got some really interesting text messages about this, but let's talk to Jenny first. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, boys. So
hi.
I actually think this conversation is a really good topic to talk about, because as I was saying before, when I broke up with my ex-boyfriend, he was very, very toxic. Like, this is like always wanting to be negative about anything, and he always blamed me for every single fight we had. Just was like, you're a horrible human being. Like, you don't deserve
mm-hmm.
to live.
So is your life better now?
It's got to be better now.
Amazing now.
Yeah, there you go. Find somebody better. You don't have to put up with that crap.
Thank you, Jenny. Yeah, you just get those people. And that's why I was suggesting to, you know, Josh, and maybe the first step is to examine the people around you. And along those lines.
But I feel like you and I would be those people around you.
You just said you're a nice person. Listen, along those lines, Carly wrote in. She goes, what do you do when the people who are not so nice are your family members? You have to be around them.
No, you can weed your family big time.
I have weeded family members in the past.
I have like 5 or 6 family members that I would want to die. I want them to die.
But maybe Carly's talking about people who live in the house.
Well,
like, what would you do?
Out.
What would you do if Nicole was not that nice?
Well, obviously, it would be like the call that would you'd have to reevaluate your marriage and your living situation. If you're being around that kind of person day in and day out, that is not healthy.
Yeah, you know, it could also be that you're not even aware of the impact and influence that they're having on you, and something will happen where you'll take a step back and you'll be, holy crap, what kind of hurt? Who have I become?
I think the opposite is true, too. If you're around somebody in your house who is happy, happy, happy all the time, you might want to reevaluate that, too. It's too much happiness.
Look, we've talked about
toxic.
You've
got to find the Goldilocks.
We've talked on the show many times about toxic positivity.
I couldn't be around that.
I feel like that is as bad as a bad person. And I know that sounds crazy, but it almost leads you to want to you know, be a bad person. They drive you so crazy.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Listen to this other note from Amelia. She says, I found I became a nicer person when I limited my social media. Now I only go on Facebook once or twice a week. I'm sincerely a better and kinder person. She says,
I can see that.
She says, it does work.
100%.
And that was part of the thing that I told you that I started pulling back from stuff. And it's been a year since I posted anything on my personal Facebook page. It's like a year this month. And I only go on two or three times a week just to see what's going on.
Right.
And I'm really quick about it. Like maybe... maybe 5 minutes max.
Oh, okay.
And then I just get out.
Is everybody just mean to you on social media?
No, 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 no. No, it's they're mean to each other.
Oh, and you don't like that.
Or it's ranting. Or it's like, this person is horrible. Or this. There's still political stuff on there, which I
cannot get away from
fathom why that is still, you know, after all these years of people talking about how stops spreading your political crap on social media, and yet so many people still do it. Yeah. And it's just angry people on there. You know what's really a source of angry people? Flipping Next Door.
Well, absolutely.
It is just a viper pit of pissed off people.
I told you, I read a post that had to do with somebody giving away a TV cabinet for free on the side of the road in front of their house or something, and it turned into this thread about Nazis and racism, and it was like the most horrific things, and it was like, hey, I'm just trying to get rid of a TV cabinet here. I mean, it escalated so quickly. It was just like, whoa, people are angry.
What is wrong with people?
Oh, my gosh, man.
You know what it is? It's that for thousands of years, humans haven't really had a real platform.
Yeah.
You know, and now suddenly they've got a platform where they can, you know,
spout off.
They can spew their toxic garbage to the world, not just to people within earshot.
Yeah.
Now suddenly they've got a platform, and in a way it is anonymous to a certain extent.
To an extent.
Because
you
around
still
the world,
know the neighborhood they're in, and they have their picture, and
yeah.
And they might have heard gunshots, and they might have seen a fox run across the street too. Next Door's so stupid.
It is. You know, it's
Next
just
Door.
It's really crazy. It has helped me get rid of some things in my house.
Same. I mean, I have purged.
It does work for that. But if you read the, and let's face it, it's also kind of entertaining just to read the comments on everything.
It
Look,
is.
You read them.
I do read them, man. I do. Well, I'm wishing Josh good luck with this. I don't give it a week, but. You know, power to him for trying it out. Like I said, it's extremely difficult to be nice. I think you've got to start with that internal monologue. As soon as you start thinking it, you got to just flip the switch in your head and say something positive instead.
Yeah, but let me ask you this.
We say stuff out loud in the studio here.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. I mean, you're saying you don't give it a week. So what does he do? Does he throw his hands up and say, I'm just going to be a mean person?
No, I think he can dabble in just being slightly nicer in various areas. But there's still going to be jokes that are said in here.
Yeah, but there's
things
a difference
mentioned,
between jokes, isn't
talking
there?
About other people in the office.
Mm-hmm.
We all do it.
Yeah, even Karen wrote in. She says, I give sweet baby Josh a week before he realizes there's a lot of reasons to rip on people.
And, I mean, it's fun.
It can be.
The amount of laughs we get on some, like, really good zingers on people, it's funny.